Bland. Jack Barber's car turns through the public gates to Seacliff in the pleasant dusk of an April evening, approaches Jack's own house, but drives past it, and a few minutes later pulls to a stop at the handsome residence of Nicholas Lacey, six blocks straight down. An erect, elderly gentleman in Homburg and Oxford gray gets out, closes the car door, and goes briskly up the walk to the front door.
Yes, yes. Tell them I'll be home in 10 minutes. Thank you very much, Jack. Good night.
Well, Dad, I didn't expect you.
Yes, Claudia. I'd like to speak to Penelope. Is she at home?
Come on in. I think she's dressing. I'll call her.
You're all right?
Certainly. Wait in the living room and I'll run up and see if she's decent.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, what is it, Claudia? Someone for me?
No, it isn't, Nicholas. It's someone for Penelope. Will you kindly see if she can come down?
Well, she's in the shower.
Would you please tap on her door? Her grandfather is here to see her.
I'll keep her only a moment.
Tell her to come down in her robe. Thank you.
You have a headache?
I was taught as a child never to ask prying questions.
Yeah?
Why, you taught me that yourself, Dad.
Oh, yes. Sorry.
Oh, all right. We've had a minor difficulty, which an intelligent man could resolve in 3 words if he wanted to, or would use his wits.
You're talking about Nicholas?
Well, Father Barber, good evening, sir.
Yes, Nicholas.
Penelope will be down very shortly.
Good, thank you. A matter of business. I wanted to get it off my mind tonight.
Will you two excuse me? I've decided not to go out, and I'm much too dressed up to stay home.
Oh, now, Claudia, we have our tickets.
Maybe Dad could use them. Want to go to the play at the Curve?
No, thank you.
Or offer them to Jack and Betty. I'm quite sure this is the night for us to stay home.
Hey, well, Claudia.
Yeah?
I wish I knew, sir.
Yeah?
This is a delayed reaction to some careless remark. As Jack says, and he should know, living with 7 women... Sometimes it's necessary to trace back over an hour's conversation to discover the exact cause of the rift.
Here he is. Here she comes. Good evening, Penelope.
Well, Grandfather, doesn't this shatter the routine?
Come in, my dear. Why, what a bewitching negligee. From your own shop?
I designed it on the theory that northern women keep too bundled up. They'd be prettier and much healthier if they took more chances.
That's the spurious sort of reason which might lead on to fortune. Well, if you'll excuse me...
Wait, Nicholas. Before you go, I saw an item in a New York Financial Journal which made me very proud.
Which one, Grandfather?
I have a clipping. Here it is. Youth in Business on the West Coast. The writer says, one of the more remarkable examples of the fresh approach is to be found in the growth of Lacey Fashions Incorporated on Telegraph Hill in San Francisco. An ultra-smart dress shop now provides brisk competition for older establishments. The success here is due entirely to the genius and business acumen of a young woman in her early 20s, Miss Penelope Lacey of an old San Francisco family. Miss Lacey has a gift for exploitation, and the volume has doubled within the year. And rumor has it that the owner is seeking larger quarters in a downtown area.
Why, Penelope.
Impressive, isn't it, Father?
Yeah. So I thought, if you are looking for quarters downtown, we might be able to work out something attractive in the Post Street building. I happen to own a few shares of stock in the Post Street Building Corporation.
So I've heard.
I wouldn't want my own granddaughter in somebody else's building.
By Jove, Penelope, I didn't know you were doing as well as all that.
We're not, Father. Oh, we're doing all right. In fact, we'll have to enlarge the shop, but... I planted that story myself.
Huh?
You've no idea how often you find things in the paper if you talk too freely in the fitting room.
Yeah.
The wife of a financial editor was in the other day, and I told her we were getting so crowded I was thinking of moving the shop downtown. I'm not, of course.
I'm lost. Where are you, Father Barber?
Yes, rounding the far turn, breathing hard.
Well, the point is, I need to buy the lot next door and build an addition.
Oh.
But if the owners thought we were desperate, the price would go up.
I see. And if, on the other hand, they hear you might move away...
Exactly. It's just a way to arrive at a reasonable price.
Yes, Nicholas. This girl is a businesswoman.
I thought you were going to say that she's a barber through and through. And when Claudia's angry, she can't abide other people's laughter. I'll go up and see if I still need a little dog for company. Would you excuse me, please?
The old gentleman in the big chair near the window presses his fingertips together and stares across at his lovely granddaughter with a quizzical look in which there's a certain admiration.
Hi, George. Penelope.
Yes, Grandfather.
If you ever do decide to have a downtown shop, that corner of the Post Street building would be an excellent location, block from Union Square, not far from Maiden Lane. Why, actually, you'd triple your business twice over in a proper neighborhood.
I'm in no hurry, though.
Yes, if you're going to move downtown, I'd like to be around to see it.
You must be a little tired tonight.
Perhaps I am.
The point is, I don't want to get down into that bare-knuckle competition until I feel ready for it. I'm learning all the time. Too many young people try too much too fast. And, well, look at Pinky.
Yes.
By the way, it isn't true, is it? He surely isn't going to work on the cable cars.
Yes.
You mean he is, as a last resort?
Apparently he prefers it. Lifelong ambition. He is now in training to be a gripman on a boyhood dream.
That's utterly ridiculous.
I agree.
With his wife, a stewardess, commuting over the North Pole, and Pinky banging up and down Powell Street. Imagine what the colonists will do with that.
I know. I can't dissuade him. Listen.
No, Nicky, never mind. It doesn't really matter. Not at all. Dad, before you go.
Yes, yes. I wasn't going, but I will if I must.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought I heard you at the door. I had a letter from Hazel this morning. Like to take it home?
Yes, indeed. I haven't seen our maid yet. I presume we'll have one, too.
Hazel and Dan are going back to Scotland again, and she's hinting darkly about being needed. But neither Nicky nor I could figure out what she meant. Oh, come in, Father.
Hazel made a rather oblique reference to local doctors and ancient customs, and we didn't know what it referred to.
Excuse me. I must speak to Mrs. McCullough about dinner. I'll see you later, Dad.
Yes, yes.
Does she pointedly leave the room as you come in, Father?
Well, the lady is being cornered. I'm about to ask her point blank what it is I've done. Would you excuse me?
I think there are more lasting satisfactions just being a businesswoman. Don't you, Grandfather?
More lasting satisfactions than what?
Than marriage, for instance.
I do not agree.
Great champion of the home and fireside, however dull. Actually, you know, I find your Post Street suggestion quite exciting the more I think of it.
Huh?
A big shop in the Post Street building, with my cousin Pinky clattering by in a cable car. Who could have foreseen that when we were children? Wouldn't that make an item? Seriously, it is an idea, and you might get some figures together and we'll talk about it.
Yes, yes, I'd be glad to. And you won't have to plant stories in the paper to get my price down. We'll be eminently fair, I can promise you that. Yes, let's tell your parents I'm about to leave. Oh, Claudia, Nicholas, I'm leaving now.
A few moments later, Nicholas Lacey strolls down the walk with his father-in-law. Taking the old gentleman's arm, he asks confidentially,
Tell me, sir, surely you've heard of the perfectly ordinary, though perhaps somewhat British expression, mutton dressed as lamb?
Mutton? Dressed as lamb? No, never.
I see. It's not current here at all.
Not to my knowledge, Nicholas.
Then I've got to the root of the trouble. This afternoon, Claudia asked me what I thought of a new pink dress she bought in Penelope's shop, and meaning that it was perhaps a bit young, even for one as slim and lovely as Claudia, apparently, I said, it might tend to make her look rather like mutton dressed as lamb.
When do you plan to apologize?
I have, on bended knee.
Yes, well, I'll make it a point never
Nicky?
To...
Nicky!
Yes, Gloria?
Tell Dad to hurry. That was Mom on the phone. There's a cable from Dan and Hazel. Mom seems quite concerned about it.
Yes, yes, tell her I'll hurry. I'm on my way. Good night, Nicholas. Good night, my boy. Good luck.
One Man Family, which comes to you Monday through Friday, is written by Harlan Ware and directed by Carlton E. Morse. In Chapter 15, Book 134, Glimpse of the Jungle, Frank Barton speaking.